Ever since Egypt's revolution began, tensions among Egypt's Muslims and Christians have been escalating. Earlier this month, it once again turned deadly. Reprisal killings left 3 Muslims and at least 6 Christians dead. The religious violence is prompting a public debate about religious identity in Egypt. One group of young Egyptians has an idea for trying to reduce tensions. They want to remove religious labels from national ID cards. NPR's Leila Fadel sent this report.
My name is Alam Wasif. I'm a video artist and a musician and also a publisher. And regarding my religion, it is none of your business.
That's the name of his new campaign. It's None of Your Business. And Alam Wasif, along with 2 other Egyptians, is calling on others to cover up their religion on their national ID card and start identifying as human first. They're spreading the word on Facebook, Twitter, and this YouTube video. It plays images of a particularly bloody day for Christians last year, when the military, in power at the time, drove over Christian protesters and state television called on honorable Muslims to come out and defend the troops from the Christians. 27 people were dead by the end of that day. The lyrics sung to these images are just as chilling. The racist Republic of Egypt, the sectarian Republic of Egypt, it's ingrained on your ID, and this is where the trouble starts. Again, Alam Wasif.
Egypt has a long history of sectarian violence and sectarian issues, which have always been covered up with this narrative of, you know, national unity. And so it's a big lie, actually, because there's a lot of embedded discrimination in society.
For decades in Egypt, Christians haven't had the same access to education and job opportunities. They are about 10% of Egypt's population and predominantly Coptic. They can't build churches without a presidential permit, and some Islamists have blamed them publicly for stirring violent protests against Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. A fiery ultra-Orthodox preacher who supports the Muslim Brotherhood said this about Christians.
I tell the church, yes, you are our brothers in this nation. But there are red lines, and our red line is the legitimacy of Dr. Morsi. Whoever sprays it with water, we will spray them with blood.
His name is Safwat al-Hagazi, and he sits on Egypt's National Human Rights Council. The president has distanced himself from language like this. He's issued permits for 2 new churches, and during religious violence earlier this month, he called the top Coptic Christian leader and said that he takes attacks on the church personally. Michael Wahid Hanna, an Egypt expert at the Century Foundation in New York, says he's seen an increase in religious-based violence.
And I think what's different is that we have officials of the government now, not underground preachers, not opposition members, but formal members of the government who engage in sectarian rhetoric. And we've seen no effort or real response to rein that in.
The lack of response, Hannah says, creates a permissive atmosphere where religious discrimination can thrive. And as quickly as the religious violence breaks out, it is swept away. We visited the village of Khasous just outside Cairo recently. Earlier this month, clashes began after young boys painted a swastika on a Muslim institute. In the melee, a Christian man shot a Muslim man, witnesses said. After that death, 5 Christians were killed in apparent retaliation. Another Muslim man later died of his wounds. But today, it is quiet again. A black banner hangs above the entrance to the city. It reads, "Christians and Muslims are one hand." And yet it's evident that religious tensions lie just under the surface. One ultra-Orthodox Muslim lawyer tells us this was not a religious conflict. But in the next sentence, he describes pig-rearing Christian thugs in a pejorative way, attacking Muslims and Christians on that violent day. Local Christians blame Muslims and often use just as inflammatory language. Bulbul Khalil is a Christian juice shop owner on the street where the violence was the worst. He says Muslims came from outside Khasous and attacked Christians. He points to a nearby building. Mirzam was killed there. Victor, a taxi driver, was killed there. And a man named Peter was soaked in gasoline and set on fire because he was Christian. We never expected this here, he says. We celebrate weddings together. We mourn at funerals together. We are all brothers. Back in Cairo, Alam Wasif pulls out his ID for me. In the space for religion, he's covered it with a piece of paper.
It says, O positive, which is my blood type. And I thought that with all the blood that was shed, it was good to remind everyone that whatever your religion, whatever your origin, the color of your blood is just red like anyone else. And it's actually much more useful, especially in the context we live in, to have your blood type written on your ID.
Leila Faldin, NPR News, Cairo.
Tomorrow, Rachel Martin checks in with Hurricane Sandy victims in New York and New Jersey and their progress trying to put life back together 6 months after the deadly storm. Also, the latest news tomorrow on NPR's Weekend Edition. You're listening to NPR News.